All right, Rabosai, let's just read first the fundamentals. V'heichan hayu menanen, behodu l'Hashem tchila v'sof, uva'ona Hashem oshiyana, divrei beis Hillel. V'sham omrim af v'ona Hashem atzlichana. You know, the Olam says, let's just start off with it, it's not a little shkava for what the Olam says. People, you know, in Europe, and they wanted to move, to move from faraway places, and the Rabbanim would often discourage them from doing so. So they said, you know, but Rebbe, I'm starving. So he said, no, if you're really starving, you have no choice. But if you just want to make a little bit more money, no. And they used to quote this Mishnah. Ona Hashem Oshiyana Yemenanin. You'll move around to Oshiyana. Hatzlichana? No. Stay here. Don't go over there to the Treif of Medina for Hatzlacha. That was... Anyway, just as an aside. Beshami said no. Even Hatzlichana. Fine. Good. That's what we passed, of course, like Beshila. Nenua Madcha Shmei. We're talking about Nenua over here. What says Hossam Kosh? What? Kol lulav sheyesh bo shlosh tfachim menaneh bo kosher. Wherever the lulav has three tfachim, and we know keder lenaneh bo, right? That's the first mishnah in the perek. V'kom eichem menanim. You want to know where? Fine, very good. Says Rashi, tchila v'sof, holdish b'tchila sa perek, holdish b'sof a perek, b'sof ha'ala. When Hodu at Sofa Halal, Choda Parshas of Beminyan Parshas shall say Betim. It's true. They're all in the same parak. The parak begins with the words, Hod Lashem Kitov, give a look, on the side, Torah HaShalem, Tilim Kufyat Ches Aleph, Visham Pasuk Chavtes. It's one parak in Tilim, and the Tilim program come from David HaMelech, not from the Christians, like the program in Chumash. I don't know if you know that. The program from Chumash were made by the Christians, Shem Yerachim. They made it into their whatever their Latin Bible, and somehow for some crazy reason Klal Yisrael to this day is, everyone wanted to change it, but just so hard to change, it's so ingrained in all the other Svarim, it's not changing it now. It's a vestige. But this, I think the program of Tilim are official by David HaMelech. The Gemara has Aleph and Beis maybe considered to be one or two, I'll still give about that. Fine. Okay, Rabbi also had some Rashi writer, Ninu Mat Chashmei. Okay, that's the one of the reasons given, but of course it's a mitzvah bifneyatzvah. We're not going to always limit ourselves to when they're ruchos, ros, and tlolim roim. Fine. A little bit further in the Gemara. Shtei halechem al gabei shnei akvosin u'meniach yoda tachteinu meinif u'molich u'mevi u'mala u'morid shenemar asher hunaf asher huram. It's a pasuk we read in Parashas Tetzaveh. It's not talking about shtei halechem kivsi atzeres, but it's a different context. Rashi explains. Ketzad also. Osam shutzorach l'adifam yachad chayim t'chsiv v'heinev hakoen osam alechem v'chulei. That's what we're going to read mitzvah shem next Sunday, the second day of Pesach, we read Shor HaKesef in Parashas Emor. Al Shnei Kvosim, HaKvosim Chayim U'Miniach, Shnei Alechem Al Shnei Kvosim, Kedeksiv Alechem HaBikurim Tzunuf Al Shnei Kvosim. Okay, fine. Hunaf, Hainu Molech U'Mevi, Huram, Ma'ale. Okay, so you're talking about two directions, right? There's the horizontal direction, that's Hunaf, Molech U'Mevi, and then there's the vertical direction, Huram, Mala, Ve'en Aliyah below Harada, at least since Sir Isaac Newton, the Rashi precedes him, you can't go up without coming down, and that's how it is. Why? High Kroah, Rashi tells you, La Bekivsi Atzeres, El Bemiluim, Mikot Nuvas Yalfin Amin. Very nice. Fine. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Meluch Umevi, Lemisha Arba Ruchas Shalom, Mala Mora, Lemisha Shemaim Verat Shalom. Fine. Atkan, Rabosai. That's the basic sugya of Gemara. Any question? The Gemara is pretty straightforward. So we start with Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ran. Things get a little complicated. So we have the Maran Makomos here. Today's topic to try to do is unit number 3. I'd like it. We'll see if we finish. Like on Sunday to start unit number 4. I think the first word in number 4 is wrong. says Gemara, that doesn't belong there. It's Masnisa to Masnisa. But okay, maybe he thought Gemara is the overall, overarching. So okay, fine. That's for Sunday, Mr. Shem. But let's now go back and see what they says in the Rishon about Asur. We'll start with Tosus. Behold Hashem Tchila V'Sof. Hold Hashem Tchila Sapek, Behold Hashem V'Sof Apek. Behold what Sof Halal, Behold the Parshim, Behold the Parshim, that's what Rashi says. V'yesh Mepharshim, no. Tchila Saposik V'Sof Aposik. Nah, but I'm Milsi. Behold the Menanea Pamachot, V'chein Be'ona Hashem Oshiyana, K'beis Hillel, lo, fine. Tan de Beis Hillel, Afal Pishen Ona Hashem Oshiyana, Tchila Sapek, Lo Sof Aperk, Menanea Mishim Dixif, Oz Yeradim the Matzei Hayor, V'fnei Hashem Kivol, Lishpot Es Oretz. Yeah, and then it says on the bottom it says the medrash that is a remez to the lulav. Uksiv basrei hod Hashem kitov kilolim chasta. We said that today in davening. This is part of the what we call hodu, and we say every single morning after baruch shama. Uksiv nami basrei v'imo shienu lekei yishenu v'hainu yiranenu shemenanim es halulav m'shavkim behodu b'on Hashem Hashena. It all fits in based on the pasuk derei yom. Fine. V'achshav Rabosai, V'achshav Shenoa Gusha Shliach Tzibur Omer Yom Ano Yisrael V'atzibur Onim Hodu. On the bottom it should say V'chein Miyom Uno Beis Aaron V'chein Miyom Uno Yirei Hashem Hatzibur Menanim Al Kol Hodu V'Hodu Shonim Abba Shliach Tzibur Lo Yenanea. But you only Menanea when you say the words, the magic words Hod Hashem ki tov kilolim chasto. The Chazan says them once, the Tzibur says them four times. That's a Pashim Shah. That's a Pashim Shah, what should be done. Very nice. V'yesh mefarshim. Av shliach Tzibur benanea agav Tzibur ha-shonim b'chol pam u'pam hodu. U'menanen. V'nehen av shliach Tzibur v'yom ano v'yom una. So it's four and four. Each one does four times. We follow neither, right? We don't do one. We don't do four. I guess you probably remember from last time what you did. How many do we do? Two. There's no source for that in Tosfos so far. We'll see. Uveshas bracha lo matzino im chayv lananeya betchilas netila. No, nowhere, no mishnayis. And bedarmina bepirkin daf membeis katan sheyodeh lananeya chayv lulav mashva de menaneya betchilas bracha afa pi sheyodeh liklos halal. He knows how to shake. He doesn't know how to say halal. So you see, klar the katan that does in the nuah when he makes the bracha. V'od min etanim b'mesechas brachas b'sal perkis shashachar taf lamin hiktim lotzes laderech mevi'en lo shofar v'tokei alulu min aneya migile v'koriba mashma min aneya b'lo halal adkan. This is the Tosfos. Fine. Hagos Oshir Rabosai, I want to keep you in suspense. Yeah.
When we say that the Katan knows how to do Nahu, does he know how to do the Seder Nahu?
How well does... I ask you a question. Do we know how to do Nahu? We're not Katanim anymore. That's okay. That's something about Machlex. We know what we're doing, really. We'll see soon. You know, something. Put that, something. And Hagos Ashi over here, Abosai, it says, it's on page Chavtes, Simen Chavov, V'shat menanea b'yom ana. Below Biyomru. That's the source. Be'orzerua. I look at Be'orzerua. Doesn't give a reason. The Taz gives an interesting reason. Open up to the Taz, right both sides. Tofresh Nunalef Sivkotin Tess. Taz says, let's see the Shulchan Aruch first. Shulchan Aruch says in Sivches, V'yeshom Neramo, Shashliach Tzibah Menanea, Gam Kem, Kshayoma Yoma No Yisrael, V'lo B'yomuna, V'cheinogu. That's true, that's how I'm in it. Says the Taz test, Afal Gav, the who Eino Omer Hodu, also Pam, Mikoma Gom Menanea, Agav Tzibah, V'achilik Ben Yoma No, L'yomuna, Nirali, Dechshiyoma Yoma No Yisrael, who kamo has karo the tzibur shiyomu hodu, because they're all part of Yisrael. Al kei menanei mo, mashaken biyomu no shein medaber al klal Yisrael, only discussing either the base Aaron or the Yirei Hashem. Now, not everyone's Beis Aharon. We hope that everyone's Yirei Hashem, but no guarantee. So therefore, since he's not telling everyone they should do it, so we don't say the Nanu Amida. That's what the Taz says. Okay, Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well. Now, let's take a look at Rabosai in the Ran. In the Ran, the Ran's on the Ma'am HaKamis, Yud Ches Omid Beis, goes from Nun until Nun Aleph on our pages. Okay. Quotes Tosfos. It says Behodu. Achshav Shatziba Onan Hodu Achashachaz and Omi Yomana Yisrael Yomana Beis Aharon Yomana Yirei Hashem. Tzrichan Hatziba Danea Al Kol Pam Pam Shomu Hodu. Correct. Avoshatz not only. Then he says, Ainu Menanea Kshomer Yomana Yisrael Yomana. Or Efsha came the same as we saw in Tosfos. Ainu Mechuver. He says the whole thing is wrong. Shekevan Shema Shonan Hatziba Hodu. Ainu Elakadei Lotes Mi Lotes. Yeah, when they say hodu, they are, it's like a kind of a confirmation of the yomana, etc. I mean, the chodesh yotz with shomei konan. Shomei konan is the next topic, the next topic. It's next week's topic, shomei konan. Nonetheless, he says, ein tzorak l'nenua, kach anias hodu, ein tzricha l'nenua. Lefichach ein menanem behodu l'Hashem shebetchil ala pavachas. What's going on? A minimalist. So, Rabbi said, between the Chazan and the Tzibur, how many are holding, how many Nenuim are there in that group? We had different opinions. One said there are five. Right? One, whenever the word holding was said, that's a simple strat. Tosis, five. Then there's some who say eight. Okay. Then there's some who say six. That's our minute. He says, what does he say? Two, five, six, and eight. If I have my numbers right. So you're asking, how does he know how to do Nanuim? We don't know how to do Nanuim. Okay, right. Fine. The end, you do it twice. Fine. Next. It was a Ransas. Fine. The Mechaba passes this way. Take a look. Tafresh Nanalim Sifres. Yinanea b'shoshim b'vorech. Okay, that's what we saw in Tosfos. Can yinanea behold l'Hashem pamachas u'menanim b'chol hodu sheyomru. Okay. Okay. That means we called five. Right. It's only said five times. Right. Well, the Mechaber says pamachas once. So, you know. Again, if you look in the Ran says, "Eimenanin behold Hashem shebetchilas elapamachas." So you get the impression that it's a total of two, right? The Mechabes sounds like it's only saying two. Ramah throws in within the Mechabes sheet, if you will, of Yehoshua ten. So he went from two to the Ramah went from two to five. And at the end, is the end, and we're not going to that yet. V'yesh Amrin, the shots when he says Yomane Yisrael. So we went up again from two to the Mechaber said two. The Ramah first said five. Then the Ramah says six. Eight didn't make the cut. Right? It's not in here. Not on the page. Now the Vilna Gaon, the Yesh Omrim, Chafei, Lichbol Kol Ananuin, the Yesh Tam Ledor. So I'm not sure what that means. The Vilna Gaon, Chafei. Yesh Tam Ledover. It's hard to know what it means. You have the gong?
Yeah.
What does it mean? So we don't know yet. Okay, I look at the Arzuru, he gave no reason for this distinction. Okay, so let's assume it's a Tam Ledover. We'll try to figure out maybe one day what it means. Now the Magen Avraham. How do you do this exactly? So he says as follows. Sivkot Yutes. Yichalek hananuim behod l'Hashem ki tov k'tzas v'k'tzas v'kilo l'mchasto chen v'ono v'lo yinanea b'shosh omer Hashem v'yim kein V'hodu yaseh b'chol teva nenua echad. Hodu ki tov ki liolam chasto. 6. Uv'ona b'chol teva beiz nanuim. Ona, divad Hashem. Hoshiyona, 3. 3 times 2 is 6. Okay. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. And he quotes in the Shaar Tzion why we don't shake lulav when we say the Shem Hashem. Sifkotin Mem Ches, I believe it is. Here we go. Kibiyes Amiris Hashem Tzorach L'chavein Uchsheyitoreid B'nanua Lo Yechavein. Simple pshat. Simple. Very simple pshat. Alright, nothing fancy. Nothing fancy. Okay. Rabosai, how do you do Ono Hashem Hoshiyana? So Ono, yeah, I'm sorry.
This is Sarf Chav, you mean Sarf Chav in Hashem Adnus?
Hashem Hashem, right. This is a distraction.
Right.
Rabosai, can you remember that part? It was almost by Pesach. Who remembers Sukkos? You do, okay, Ono Hashem Hoshiyana. So you do Ono, he says how to do it. Each word is two ruchos. Okay, so Ono is at least two syllables. So you can do no. Hashem. Hoshia, no. So, what do you do? I've seen three different ways to do it. Some don't follow the Malan Avraham, B'chol Teva Beis Nanuim, because Hoshia has three syllables, No has one syllable, so it's a syllable per ruach. So, no. Hashem, ho, she, no. That's not exactly what he says over here. Then, I brought in the Oz Zohar just for kicks to show you what he tells what people do in real life, and he's 100% right. I've seen this as well. I'll give you the page number. You want to look it up later on. Tov, kuv, tzadi, vov. All the way at the end. He says, watch. You need two for each word. Maybe it's not that dafka. You know, minig olam. What do? They do gimel ruchos by miras teva soshia. That's one thing that some people do. Oh, shemenanen leruach chamishis, the fifth. Shemenagdim ayayay. It's sorachim. ayayayay. No, have you seen that? I've seen that. I think they're both wrong. The way to do it is to say a law. No. Oshia, no, you have good lung capacity. Say the no and extend it. That's what I try to do. Okay, but he.
What if someone has asthma?
Chalila Lachas, go to a doctor. Okay, fine. Next, Rabosai. Back to Tosis. Okay, we finished the first Tosis. Well, we'll come back to the Shas HaBroch a little bit later on. We'll see how they're Rishonim. But I just want to do the next Tosis first. Here we go. Kedelatza ruchos ros. Kedelatza ruchos ros. Take a look at both sides. On the last wide line. Tells you how it's lulav, because Gzai Dinechta about Pesach al Tzvuah, et cetera, so Pesach, Elil Mishchak al Amayim. And Hadi, what's the very next word after al Amayim? Two different texts. We have a text. Ulekach hanianua shebululav yesh balocha vavo. However, if you look at the bottom, what's the Tosa Menacha say? Ulevad hananua. Because of the kapas tomorrow, shekain to a little bit to kabatosis. As the Orchaner says, levad. Ulekach levad, both. Whoa. What are they fighting about? Sounds like the fire is something very, very important. Levad means you have to have two separate things. An anua and a locha vavo. Lekach means only one thing. So we have to see the details now. So let's go look, Rabosai, before we... I just wanted to finish the Torah before we go to the Rishonim. Rosh Simen Chavov. Rosh Simen Chavov. Is everything the Torah said and more. Both sides on page Chav Tes in our print. For Rav Yoh, it's the, if you have my print, it's the first wire line after the indent, the first column of page Chav Tes. For Rav Yoh, Hevi Raya Menai Yerushalmi. Rabos, it doesn't exist. Lo Yodati Mekomo. It doesn't exist, that's why. Tegora Sosam. Lama Menaneam. We're trying to beat up the sultan. Maybe something more says he gave the sultan a shtach. We don't do that, so we're afraid to start up with it, but that's the reason for it. You don't want to say it. So called Yerushalm. Okay? Ravacha bar Yaakov mamtile umenanea kad mavrichale. Omegira beina de sitna. Lava rechad, ligma migribe, the Gemara says. Okosa ravyo, ikere danua kamoshis bar dino nira beinai. Should be shas ha bracha. Avon nanua de mastis and holdu be ona Hashem Moshiena. Who nanua be amo? Vahini nanua de mastis and mefarsh be Yerushalmi. Lama menanek lanek kochos al katega. Vada kamer abaka beyach mamtalei menanek kach mevor. Uchad mashu kach mevoroch mamtalei. Avon nanua rishon shehiskir lo mamtalei. Ela be nanua be alma kovin. As it says in Rosh Hashanah, lama token the chos in the token. Arves has sotten. Who di yeshiva ikor? The priest Rosh Hashanah. I forgot level said a brocha say. Hadamida and Eva Vachalim in the Dua. Rabosi is in the Gemara on that Lamed Ches. That's just the end. You mix up the Satan with two with extra Tkiyas. You mix up the Satan with extra Nanuim. But the real Nanuim are the ones which are done at the time of the brocha, and they're done differently. So writes the Rav Yoh based on the so called Yerushalmi. We don't have this Yerushalmi. It's important to see what exactly the Rav Yoh had to say. So we saw what he said. That I take Nani Rishami, I didn't make up Nani Rishami. No. That goes Maimini said it's not Rishami. And I want to show you, not everyone has a Rambam, we'll put the Rambam on the board and see the Hagos Maimini. Rambam. Perek Zion. Mishiach Biyar Baminin Yotza. Fine. Mitzvah we saw this yesterday. V'yolich v'yavi v'yale v'yored v'inanei ha'alulam shlosh ha'pamim b'chol ruach. Ketzat. Tells you how to do it. V'hechem v'olich u'mevi v'shas kriyas ha'halel. No reference whatsoever to doing it when you make the bracha. He says, Heichan, only Kriyas Halel. Says that goes, Maimini. Yerushalmi, we'll get to it. Samach. Gives it to the Rav Yoh we just saw. Lo matzina lo be gemara ve lo be rishalmi. There's no nadiach and natila. There's no such a rishalmi. Lo betol sef the rak bahalel. Aye, brachas hishkim lotzis li derech mevi shavu tokel lo manea. No, b'shem v'kanogu lo nadiach and natila. Yeah, igal lemitchi. Tishani awesome. Obvious tachia. The less lelu lo b'shas kriyas has gone. He's going on the road. He won't have it. Since he won't have the lulav when he goes on the road, so of course he has to do it when he makes the bracha. But if you and I have it, wait till later on. Upuk chazim amadabar sheminane b'shas tatilas lulav gamanane b'shas kriyas halav. Avol tema the mastisim dekaton hechem minaneh amaylo kamag nami achan tatilaso. He thinks it's wrong. When you're not going to be able to do it at the time of the halal, then yes, that's gemara sech the brachas. The same way as he's docha that. The machzis hashekel is docha the raya from katan. Give a look. It's exact. It's almost verbatim. The machzis hashekel sif katan your test. Quotes the raya that we saw in Tosis and in the Rosh and the Ran bring the same raya. From katan, he says, no. Sas yesh litchos mashmoze. Dafka be katan. Kevin shen yodea likos halel. V'nei b'shas halel. But a gadol waits a lot. Exactly the same as Agos Maimon said about the Gemara Brachos. the Rachas HaShekel said about the Gemara later on Daf Mem Beis. So there really is no good raya. Nonetheless, that's a minute. Now, as a matter of fact, what does Shulchan Aruch say about this? Let's open up the Siman Tov Resh Nun Beis Sif Aleph. Tov Resh Nun Beis Sif Aleph. The Ikar Mitzvaso Bishas HaHalel. The Tzorach LaHashkim Losos LaDerech. Not Lo Bishol Amun HaShachar. That's exactly what we just asked in Brachos. That's what we just saw. The Ikar Mitzvah Bishas HaHalel. That's based on the Mishnah we just saw. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. What does he say about this? The very beginning of Tov Resh Nun Beis. This got someone into the. I apologize. This is in the next group of Makaras because the rest of the Siman belongs there. But okay. Mishnah Berurah, Tov Resh Nun Beis. Sivkot on Dalit, Vishas Halal, Nanea Behoda Boshirna, Uktsas Mina Mahadrin Noagin Lavorach Alalula Banetsachama Batoka Sukha, Unanea, Machakach, Vishas Halam and Anim Oat. This is what we spoke about. This Sas Mina Mahadrin. Fine. We saw it. Discusses this up his soul. Mentioned this a little bit yesterday. This is in the Mishnah Berurah, Tov Resh Nun Beis, Sif Katan, Dalit. It's the same thing, if you recall, Tov Resh Nun Aleph, Sif Katan, Lamed Dalit, as we spoke about yesterday. Look at the Mechaber, another place, Tov Resh Mem Dalit. Tov Resh Mem Dalit, Sif Aleph, and Mechaber. Look at it says. Mechaber says, "Shachris achach hazaras atfila not in aluluf." What could be more clear? Umavarchin. Obviously, he didn't go in this in the at the seeking to put his luluf in the sukkah. The Mechaber, he knew also do kabbalah. The Mechaber said, "You take the luluf after hazaras hashatz." I have to tell you one thing. I'm very careful with my shul about this. In some shuls. At the last half of Chazaras Hashatz Shachar, there was rustling and running and rummaging and going to the. No! I stop it. Best of my ability. After we finish Amavarach, Sama Yisrael, Bashalom, there's a break. And we go to the back, to the fourth, to the side, and take out the Lulavim and the Esrogim. Because it's before Shemachaber. Shachar is Acher Chazaras Hatzvila. Not in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. Before Shemachaber. Intuitive as well. Okay, keep that in mind. So you see again, only when you say halas, the Vilna Gaon says b'shas halal. Interestingly, Rabosai, over here, I saw in the, I brought in the Dirshul Shulchan Aruch today. So he has, you know, footnotes. So here in our Siman, Tov Resh Nun Aleph, that's our main Siman, there's many, many footnotes. Here in footnote number 56. He quotes as follows. He quotes what everyone did, you know. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they took the lulav in the sukkah early first thing in the morning. I taught him a shena todir, of course, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that you can do both together. Here you're still home. You can't daven yet. You're going to go to shul. You don't say Torah Dekona. So says the Mishnah Lachos. On the other hand, the Mechaber Beferish Faket. And the Gra says, only after, only by Halal. Chaynoga Grizmi Brisk. Shemdanuam Mishal Halal Gen Gemara Netila. And Rav Moshe. Geshe Spal Kona Mishim Torah Dekona. So I follow that minute. Fine. But he calls her Rav Shach. When he was in Kletsk, they would do the Netilah before the davening. He didn't want to be over in the Torah Shem Nekodah. He daven be Yechidus. Can you imagine this? Atkan. I think the best way, ask me is the best way to follow the Mechaber, follow the Briskerov, follow the Rav Moshe, for whatever, either for different reasons. I don't do anything until after Chazaras Hashatz is done. That's the proper way to do it. Pasha Psha. Okay. This concludes this first part of the discussion. Now go a little bit further. A little bit further. The Ran. The Ran is going to try to prove, Rabbi Osai, that Yimananea B'Shas HaBracha, which we saw as a Machlekes, from a different proof, an additional proof, which is not found in Tosfos, not found in the Rush. Neither. Okay? Neither. His own Raya. What's his Raya? It's on page Nun. He says, Faminami Gemara, the Flamet Ches, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov ki maisi le umamti le omagiria b'yena de sitna ubevadai b'shas netiloso hayomakein tila b'shas halel lo yomafsik. The Baal Hita says it's not a hefsik. Get rid of the ruchos ros, that's not a hefsik, that's part of halel. Nunu. Now you have a Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi has many interpretations. This is a real Yerushalmi. That was a pseudo Yerushalmi. It's a general rule in the Rav Yoh, where he quotes the Yerushalmi, it's called the Sefer Yerushalmi. It's not the real Bav Talmud Yerushalmi. Fine, there's the whole Machlekes, what that's true or not, it's in the various Mefarshim on the Rav Yoh, but I think it's 100% true. Many, many Yerushalmis don't exist. Can't be, they're all just mistakes in print. They call it the Sefer Yerushalmi, it doesn't mean it's the Talmud Yerushalmi. Fine. Let's take a look at Rabbi Osai. The Rif on the Afnun Aleph, okay, the Chayim Belulav, we're deriving it from the Tnufa, okay, fine. The Chayim Aminik says the Rif, Ikaman the Amat Zorach Nanei Shlosh Shepamim Baolocho Vava Chutz Mimolech Umei Bimal Amorit for not to lay be Gemara the Bei Marav. The guy from the government Marav, from the Shach, what's the Sidra Shach? The Gassin and Hassam, look on the Rif. Rav Chia bar Ashi b'shem Rav Hamashk Motes Aderach Mevi'en Lo Shova V'Tokei Ululu Menanea Megillah V'Koriba Tana Tzorach Lananea Shlosha Pamim Al Kol Dovar V'Dovar. No one knows what that means. Rav Zera Boy V'Hokin Chad V'Hokin Chad Odum V'Hokin V'Hokin Chad Kloma Ha'olocha Acha Echad V'Avo Echad. The count is one. Amal ninu azeh chutz mimoluchu mebi umalamorinu. That's how the Rif understood the Rishami. Two different things. This halacha avah and malamor, that's one thing. And the ninu is something else. That's what the Rif said. Rabosai, we don't think this way, but that's what the Rif said. And he based it upon the Rishami. Why? How do you get it from the Yerushalmi? Let's take a look on the Ran. Yesh min Rishonim shekosu shebenanua shalulav eno tzorach ala molech umeiv yumal amorid kach mashe pasha de memra de rova de omar chen lulav eno tzorach tiruv acher. Rabos, when they had the Kivsi Hatzeres, they didn't shake it up. They just moved it back and forth. And the comparison to lulav is the same thing. That's all done. Well, the feet of Reya miyed pirish Yerushalmi kach tzorich lanea kol davar adavar shlosh apamim. It says in the Yerushalmi, Rabosai. It says in the Yerushalmi, kolama b'shas netila al kol echad mikomos ha-halal shemananin behen. Okay, what's the three times? Netila one, and then halal two. 1 + 2 = 3. Ubas Rachim Ibarlon Hochin Chad Vachin Chad Kaloma Pshitalon the Mala Umorid. Look at his Pshat Lo Choshev El Chad. That counts as one of the three. Shekevan Shiyala Lulaviyav Shalol Shalol Yeridan Newton's Law. Grab it. Hilkach Pshitalon Dahala Vahorada Chodamilsi Viu Bolochav Avah Mesafkalon Miarmina the Inunami Chodamilsi Havi. The cave and Armina and the Torah Lanesh Shlosha Pumim, Alkodava Vidavar, Torah Shiolich, Vyavi, Vyala, Vyorid, Vyaxerod, Vyola, Vyavi. Yeah. O Dima, no. Nay, the Malamor, Lochashiv Yelachad, Holocha Vava, Trebininu. Counts as two. Okay? So according to the first try, that counts as one. What do you need? Yola for Yavi, Yala for Yorin, Vyaksa for Yola for Yavi. It's a total of three. Well, no. Maybe Holocha Vavo counts twice. So all you need is Yolech v'yavi and Yalav yor. That's it. If he shita zu, came in the hustle. If shita lada mechazina megemar d'lilad lo kama v'yolech v'yavi shtei pamim. Mash da olocha v'avo trei mi lininu. V'sagi b'molech u'mei ma'alav yor. A total of six. Because the molech v'yavi counts as two. If he's that, and tzarech v'lulav l'kiskus v'tirif at all, that's what the Ritz Geyer says. Finish. You don't have to shake it. Right? If you have to shake it, you need that the lulav should be above the. I told you they used to tie a knot around the Adas and Aravis. You need a tefach above the knot to shake. But if you don't have to shake, you have to move it. So who needs a tevach? Gavald the kakasha, meir the kakasha. Elavada the fish itself, litrovel the kaskiso biatzmo. Gotta shake it around. Shake it around. Hitzrich about tevach. Oh, the fish of nanebo. Chedas the Rama. Right? Yes, a litrovel of shalosh pamuk shemolech. Can you maybe? Malve chedjemorit. Nira shuz alma farsha rishami. Hadi pshat. Called dover. Hainu doesn't mean for all of the hodus. No, I'll call tenua shalolocha v'avala v'rada. Whenever you move your hands up and forth, you have to shake too. Don't just go like a litvak, like a chosid. I'm just using those expressions to wake you up. But you know what I'm saying, okay? Ubasarach, yeah. What does that mean? Molech maybe is considered to be one. For the entire molech maybe process. Three total tenuas. Shake. Right, for the halacha, shake for the avar, shake for the halacha, shake for the harada. The kevlo if shita, avdin the churma, umin anei shalosh pamim bechol dava v'dava, zui shita. The Rav Alpha's out. The Rami follows the riff. So he says, v'acherim pirush Yerushalmi derech acheres, fishita zui. Shemat zrechas litro avalulu shalosh pamim chutz bimolach umay v'malu morit, omim. As we said earlier, the first trap. Not that you do it at the same time. It was the second shot. You do them one after the other. Vavok tana chashiv echad v'sagi b'molochu maybe u'molochu b'tznuach tanas. O dilma halacha vavah lo chashiv el echad v'tzorach shalosh zugos shal tznuach tanas me'alacha vavah. So one after the other, not at the same time. It's pshat two. Uvay pshirusha as yishap etfei mashadimu also sham v'amuk taman taninan tzorach lekaskes shlosh shepamim al kodava v'dava. Where's that? Umasnisi meseches nida in daf samach beis the tana and hasam shiva samadim mavir and alakesem etc. For tzorach the kaske shlosh shapamim becholech al viyachad. You ever do laundry, guys? Ever do hand laundry? Probably never in your life. You shake it up. What do you think our washing machine does? It's called an agitation cycle. Agitates. So before that machine, you have to do it with your hands. Kiskus. Yeah, weiter. Im tuye v'asuye chad, odilma am tuye chad v'asuye train. Well, suye chad, it means separate things. V'hihi b'ayin d'vishalmi d'mina hachin. Hachin chad v'hachin chad. U'mashma d'chi hechad d'bayin hosam ha'yal kiskus b'yatzmo. According to this, al derech ze sayin in the tilas lulav molech who may be malam mord al kol dava v'dava v'achakach afterwards yitro v'salulav shalosh zuga shal tnu v'ktanis k'nas haram banzal one after the other. I don't think we do that either. We don't do the third pshat. We follow the second pshat, and we do them simultaneously, the moving back and forth and the shaking. First pshat has no shaking. Second pshat has contemporaneous shaking. The third pshat has subsequent shaking. I think we follow the second pshat of the Ran, I mean, more or less. Let's take a look at Rabosei and see, after seeing the Ran, what the other Mefarshim say. Yeah. So before we see the Shulchan Aruch, we should see the Rush. Then we see the Rush, then we see the Tur, then we see the Beis Yosef, then we see the Mechaber. That's the logical way to go, right? First the Rush. Simel Chavav. Quotes the Rif. The bold is the Rif. And the last few lines of column 1 of page Chavtes. Ubefresh kach al kol dava v'dava kolomer l'chol ruach shemolich umevi alulav tzarok onanea gebepamim chutz mimolich umevi kolomer ein mas b'klo alocha v'ava atchi onanea gebepamim b'chol alocha v'ava. That's right. That's the second shot in the Ramesh based on the Rif. Hayroah lefresh yispos yodav b'makom echad v'onanea nenua koldu gebepamim lulei b'ayder avzer de b'ayachin.
We start this way, straight, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Times 6 is 36. That's what we do. We follow the Rush. Fine. Balita kasav kem nenu d'rabbanu l'kul arminim l'chum al-arminim. Fine. Old kasav. Minig avosenu shemolich who may be mal or more b'levad. Whoa! A total of four directions. Front, back, up, down. Not to the sides. It says of Molech who maybe the Mishadal Ruchas Olam Hem Shalom. Yeah, Vamoshe Mishtai Moshe Bedal Ruchas. Vamolech Letzof and Ledorim Das Chitzoni Hu Adkan. Whoa, Chitzoni means it's a terrible thing. Chitzoni means it comes from the outside. What does that mean? We'll see soon. VaOlam Lo Nagu Kain and the Molech and the Dal Ruchas Umin Hakashru. Haktzara yemineinu lehodas Hashem shadad ruchas olam shalom uminig acher chitzonahu varishan shehinikain, the one that only front, back, up and down, didn't go to the sides, hoya nir alone shamolich umeibin adad ruchas nirik ka'osa shesi v'yarev Christianity. That's why they didn't want to say chitzoni, to go in all four directions. Adarabba Shemolich umeiv l'shtei ruchos umal amorid hu anirik ha'shesiv yarev ki dalek tzavas yeshlo fakert av l'molich umeiv dal ruchos umal amishol shishlo yeshlo. They're fighting which is further from Christianity, 406. That's what chitzon means. Meirid dike rush. Okay, so obviously see the rush, you can't understand anything. We follow the rush's opinion in this matter. Fine. Now I'll open the tour. Everyone has a tour? Everyone has access to a tour? What the Torah says. What does the Torah say about all this? Tav Resh Nun Aleph. You want to see it? Tav Resh Nun Aleph. Sif Tes. In our fancy tours, they tell you where the sifim break up. You know, when I was grew up, they didn't have this.
You know, trying to figure it out is much more difficult. They got wise, Baruch Hashem. So what does it say in Siftes? Hanenua shemolech yodah mekeneged negdal lahola v'inanei Hashem shalosh pamim b'olocha v'shalosh pamim b'avo, straight ahead. V'chakach mate yodah l'tzat sofo. I'm facing east right now. I'm facing east. That's what the base management. I'm facing east. Which way is Tzafon? North. That's how you do it? You go to your left?
Right.
Right. What's going on with the tour? Is it a lefty? What's going on over here? Look what he says. Tzafon, then the Dorom behind you. No. Then to the right. V'chelet Tzad Marav. It's a whole new shtickle over here. Strange. We'll see soon. Okay. Umala yodo lemala ve'osa kein shalosh pamim umarida letzad mata v'osa kein shalosh pamim sachakol lamed v'apamim. Not surprising. He copied his father the rush. Ubalahita says no. No. Number one, it's the rabbanon. You go to kula. You don't need three. Right? You don't need three. Just total of three, not total of six. Then he says, again, four, not six, and the rush is the other way around. Of course, the rush for Babe. Shetzi v'yarev. Fine. Fine. Then he says, fine. Adkan. So we saw the tour. Now, Rabbo said the base Yosef has a possible different girsa. Our girsa is, Achakach mate yodo letzad sofon satzorom letzad marav. Take a look at Rabosa in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef over here, Tov Resh Nun Aleph Sif Tes. Rabbeinu sasam dvarav kedasa rosh. Everyone with me so far? Reading with me? And he says, Nanuo shal molech yodo mekenegdo leholo v'yonei Hashem sholosh pamim polocho shemam vavo mate yodo letzad sofon osa ken sholosh pamim sador letzad marav. Maliyada Lubala also can't show the promise. 36. Well, if you girsa zu, this is the correct girsa, this is what we have. Dvara pshutim. Penis rikhim beer. Good. Fouls his fault. Avayesh varam de garsi. A different text. On the bottom tells it what the various ksav yada said. Hananua hu shemolich yada mikinegdo laholo vinanesh shem shalosh pamim balach shem shalosh pamim balach. But Ume Shalosh Pamim Ume Via Elov Ozakan Shalosh Pamim Bachakach Mate Yodel Tzatzophon Ozakan Shalosh Pamim Dora Mali Yodel Mala Shamati Shazos has a Gilsis Chachme Sfar Shemadakim in the cause of Ume Via Elov Ozakan Shalosh Pamim the cause of Mate Yodel Tzad Marov Kimosha cause of Gabet Tzophon Alma shu sobesh and the sorok lahatas rosh alulav tzad marav kedega shu not mata also the shar haruchos alak shu mevia elav and amizrach molich umevi biachore halulav ila acha yado sholosh pamim lemarav vachakach mata rosh alulav tzofam madavakein sorok tam lama nishtana ruach mamish haruchos you face all the rules except that's how you ever see people go like this see them like that right have you seen this. You don't turn around, you go like this. That's the sound that he's talking about. Yeah. Why? Why? What's pshat in this minute? Why? What's the lumpness behind it? Tzarech tam. Efshat tam, b'pnei, shebishara ruch l'shem l'fon avol etzdodim, al kocha tzorch lehat as rosh alulav l'ruach shumolich lo. Avol ruach marav, shulachorav, shemevi yodo min ha-mizruch umolich achore yodo klavei marav, Min kara milsa shapish of the ruach marav molech. The fiachim rotsa shalol lahat as rosh alulav letzad marav el nanea binyan zeh rashoyu. After the fiachim zu efshal lefarish shemasha kozul mevia elova also can shalosh pamim haynaloma shemata rosh alulav letzad marav kederach shehita leruach shekenegdo. Two different pshat, two different girsas. Efshal lefarish loma v'shein atzorok lahat as rosh alulav l'shem ruach. No, no direction. Elahalulav derech edelaso molicha l'ruach shekenegdo. You never tilt the lulav in the other directions.
Lulav is always ramrod straight in your hand. Ramrod straight. Except, what? You turn your body in different directions. Then you lower the lulav to the various directions. No. 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 Okay. Like shtei lechem kivsi atzeres, it was that way. Hadavi yadua shalaholech hayad leruach shekinegdo olavi eilav einot sarab lintos yamun esmol mashen keng shemolich olet tzofon oledarum lekach kosev mati olet tzad tzofon v'chein tzad darum v'sharuch oslo hiskel oshon atoya avol derech ha'olam lahatas rosh alulav l'chol ruach av shumorin alulav mater rosh al kalabim mata. Woo! You point that goes down. Aber Morizal, the Rosh, Hoya Omer. No. It's Rav Yosef Karo's father. Rav Ephraim Karo. Excuse me, it's in the bottom. His name is Rav Yosef or Ephraim Karo. Okay? She ain't lahatas Rosh Labimata. Shouldn't have a Shaloka Derka de Lawson. The Kevin should not Shaloka Derka Lawson Loyotza. Called the Nuv Namitra Shaloka Derka de Lawson. Tess the Maril. Rav Shachna. Rav Yaakov Polak. They would tilt it in all directions except down. They go like this. That's what I do. So they chassid, but they go down. We go down like this. That's what the Ramah says. Well, you can tip down. Also, different opinions. What should be done about this nekuda? All right, fine. Ramah say fine. Lemaisa. After all this discussion, open the Mishnah Berurah and see what it says. It's very nice. Very nice. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Sivkot Mem Beis. Tofresh Nun Aleph Sivkot Mem Beis. What's Aloma? Ha'olocha Ose Pamachas Aval Hananua Beis Olocha Ose Shosh Pamim V'chein Be'ovah. Maybe a lulav itself is a gam kei denua shalosh pamim. This is according to the mechab b'shita. The gra is pshat in the mechab. That's the mechab b'shita. Very nice. Fine. Be'eis halacha. Right. So not that the mechab says you have no denua. I thought the rishon the mechab said you don't. You just only going back and forth. No, v'yinaneh hasham. Three times halacha navar. You have to shake it around while you're doing it. A total of once back and forth. Fine. Once. Fine. Says Mem Gimel. B'chaskes ha'olim. Rotzalom b'kiskus ma'at. V'amananen b'koach. At shekim'at shalulav nishbar dezeh. Hu toos. Yeah, it's toos. It's true. But it happens a little bit. Levitikite. A little bit. Over here we have the Rambam. Ben Manoach, a little bit levitic should be something. Should be like dead. Okay. Here we go. Watch. Look what it says. He says, "Kolot v'roel and anebo," and he says, Shloyanarut b'derech yayiush. Rak b'koach uviz rizus k'dixiv kol atzmosa et ha'man Hashem mikavoch like chassidim shokol. You ever see chassidim shokol kol atzmosa? It's shokol lulav with a kol atzmosa. Yeah, it should break it. Okay, that's the mechab. There are more, as we mentioned before, says you have to move it three times, right? Molech u'mevi sholosh pavim l'chol ruach. Not like the mechab. Mr. Brewer Mem Dalit, Hagoch Olga Mechaba. That is a Tzarech, Loholich Lohabi Shalosh Pomim, it says later on. Behold, the cause of Yatzman in Nua, Ain Rotalomash, Ain Tarok in Nua Klau, the cause of the Bago, Machaskis, Olam in Lukol in Nua. And the Rotalomash, Liasa in Nua, Be'esh, Shigmar, Halach of Avah, as we saw the third shot in the Ran, Liasa in Be'esh, Halach of Avah, Gufa Kisses, Mashach of Mikot. So the three Shitas, there are four shittas really. The mechaber says the one shittas you don't shake at all. The Mechaba says you go once and shake three times. The Ramah says you go three times and shake three times contemporaneously. And the other sheet which didn't make the cut, you shake afterwards. That's the third sheet in the run. So there are a total of four sheets that we've had so far. Fine, Rabosa. Fine. Fine. Good. There are more rights over here in Sif Yud Aleph. Don't get bent out of shape. Rights. Whichever you do it, it's going to be good. Whichever way you do it, it's going to be good. Why? Says the Vilna Gaon, commenting on Sif Yud Aleph. Give a look. Tuf Resh Nun Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. Says the Vilna Gaon, Lamed Gimel. What she calls Lamed Ches, Lamed Zayim is Lamed Ches Haf, Zosom es Shiorei Mitzvah. It says, Me'ag Be Kanye, Me'ag Be Nafik Be, Daf Mem Beis. It says, Psochim. We'll get to that later, maybe next week. Okay, so Psochim will be next week. Talking about Psochim. Over last house is the main sugya of Psochim. Baruch Hashem, a week before Pesach, we'll get to it. I hope we'll get that far. Okay, that's what it says over here. Shiorei Mitzvah. So the question becomes, wait a minute. Rashi says, Lamed Chesem and Aleph, the first Rashi, what does it mean, Shiorei Mitzvah? That the whole enterprise of Nenuah is not Ma'akev at all. The first Rashi, Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Mitzvah Shiraim Shein Yika Luk Akev Kapara. Ask Chashuvi, fine. So what do you tell me? Whichever way you do it is good. If you don't do it all, it's also good. The Mogan Avraham asked that question. The Mogan Avraham says, Chav Beis, Tzarechim, Tafil Onenei Aklai Yotza, Klemina B'Gemara, V'dag B'Nafik Bey, V'yishloma, Timloni Anea, Tov Lachz, Little Anea. Oh, so if you didn't do it at all, you should do it. If you did it the wrong way, you don't have to do it again. That's how the Mogan Avraham says, Pshat over here. Okay, fine. That's what the Gemara presumably means. I found Reb Osai in our Hilchos Chag B'Chag, his own original teretz. He thinks his teretz is more simple. I'll give you the page numbers again. Shin Mem Hey. Yes, they were in Shelek. Baruch Hashem, it snowed. And that was Shama. We're here. Shin Mem Hey. Okay. 12 pages later. He's bothered by this, the Magen Avraham's Kasha, etc., etc. He says, it's fine. He has a different, his own teretz. The Minat Torah Chiyuva Minatila. Achmed Rabbanon Chayav Minanua. If you didn't do the Nenua, that's what it means. So the Mogan Aram's Kasha is no Kasha. Anyway you do it, you Yotze the Chiyuv the Rabbanon. Of course, the Midaraisa is not back official. But it's the Chiyuv the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say, which way do you go? So let's take a look in Mishnah Berurah, Mem Zayin. Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Yaakov Derech Yamin Benano Mizrach Doro Marav Tzofa. Not like the Torah. He does the way we do it. I'm facing east. Just watch me. I'm facing east. Next door I go to the south. Then I go behind me. And then I go here. That's what we do. Not like the way the Torah said. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein hetik v'derech ha'chaim v'chayon. Keinu aminik v'poshim v'dinu seinu. V'atam. The Chachamim is you also Tamid. She Tamid Yikach is a derech shul b'yamin shelcha. Mokon sheyesh yom in a smol. Lefanecha tivcha lecha yamin shelcha. Pein chilek ben ita len ita. Mokon Avram. That's what we do. We go to the right? They say the world's going right. You know, we're drifting to the right. So first we go here. If it goes east to the right, it's south. Look at the Groy quotes of Gemara. The Groy always quotes Gemara. Says the Gra here in Sif Yud. What's the Gra say? See the Gra? Kamosha Kosim Zvachim Sanach Beis Kolpina Shatapon El Yamin. The famous Gemara. You always go to the right whenever you can. When there's a choice, you go to the right when there is a choice. Okay? Now, a little further. Question becomes, Rabbi Osai, what happens if the Aron Kodesh is not to the east?
Official.
Huh?
Make it official?
Either official, because maybe it should be to the east. What if you live in Tzfat? Gotta face south. So is it Mizrach on both sides, or is the Aron Kodesh? What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Here, the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Mem Zayin. What does it say? What does it say? He says like this. Ata sada b'ktsara se'edinum, f'imash enogmim zino se'ed. Yachzir ponav l'mizrach. What does that mean? What does that mean? You start Mizrach. Even if the shul is facing a different direction. That's how he understands the words of the Mishnah Berurah. You start in Mizrach no matter what. Others say no. You follow the Aron. That's all I mean. You follow the Aron. And it says that the Maril who started this whole thing, he lived in Europe and he faced east. In Teman, they faced north. In Sefer Oz, where lives in Ramat Shlomo, they faced south. So the Minhag Yisrael is you follow the Aron Kodesh. Now, if you're in a shul like mine, where the Aron faces north, because they're Gvirim, they want to Rotsa Sheyash Yatzmin, because they want to Babasra, they want to get rich and face north. That's not the real reason, but that's what it is. We start north. We start north. Take a look at the Taz, Sifkot and Yud Gimel. Mizrach Dorah, V'simen Tarav, Kasafti by Neres Chanukah, Kedas HaLevush, V'Feirush. Take a look at what I'm seeing. This is a longie. In Yud Gimel in the Taz. Kopina Shatapone, it's a guy that Yuma Tetzvav. Rak Shalavush, Tolo Inyan, Mikoach HaTeva, Shaladam. The average person, the righty, goes to the right ordinarily. Mikoach is that cause of Gamkan, Hishnanea Mizrach Tzofen. Whoa, Mizrach Tzofen. What? That means your right hand is stronger, so you go, takes you this way. Mizrach Tzofen is going to the left, counterclockwise, no? Bush says, a little complicated. Complicated. I'm going further. And he has daiti lehavi raya min ateva befirish kolpinos. The imkain lo hayal chacham letzorach aska devaze. Hanu aniach al ateva adam devari asin yatzach viteva shalom. Count the clockwise apparently. Ela chachamim is zero so that the tavan dikachas aderach shul biyamin shalcha. B'mochon sheish yamin is small lefanecha tivchal chayit biyamin aderach shalcha. Therefore, by ner chanukah, you have to start on the right. You have no choice but to go to the left. That's not what we do. We start left, go right. But that was their meant to go right to the left. Ki haneres menachem lekach. Aval kan belulov, yesh chatech av yamin asmol, yesh lanu likach tchila yamin, nevchachem liyamino, betelech lederech yamin, shudorom, tam kol pino shata torach levas yamin tchila. He says, like me, you go to the right. What the levush? The levush is a different word. Levush heavy raya mit hakofas amizbeach. Shakeves shaya bedorom. Right, the ramp was on the south. V'sibev hakohen. How'd he go? Dromis mizrachis. Rabosai, let's make believe I'm the kohen, and I'm coming up the ramp from the south. So what do I do? The first thing I go is to the right, which is the southeast corner. V'hakach mizrachis tzfonis. Kach tzfonis by ravis. It says in Zvachim. So too should be Hekef Lulav, counterclockwise. Good proof. Lo dok barayazos. Adraba. Bishamar lehepech. The shum shir kohen omen al kevesh on top of the ramp. Hayupon of litzafot, north. Yemin shalol the karam mizrochus dromis. As Rashi says in Sukkah daf memches. Al kein lokach also a karam tchila. And then you have no choice but to go around counterclockwise. Masheke, but other mishomen got min lulav, begad mizroch. Oz yiminshlo tzad doro, so shiyigach mashe betzad yiminshlo lo mashkechina beteva pnios shalada mezeh, which is counterclockwise to the levush. Kena bochrim tzad yimin techef. Finished. Elanath ministaris. We should do it the way we do it. I think our minute is to follow the taz against the levush. Look at Morgan Avraham Chafalov. He says endel neskem ministaris for a good reason. Morgan Avraham Chafalov says, watch. Uviksovim, that is Kabbalah's form. Mizrach, Dorom, Tzofon, Mala, Mata, Marav. That's a Chassidim do it to this day. Based on Kabbalah. So I saw in the Svarim, they say, if you're going to Kabbalah, you should follow Kabbalah. It doesn't matter which way the Aron Kodesh is facing. You go on Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Kabbalah. But I think we should do the Taz's way. That's how I do it. And therefore you follow the Aron Kodesh where it is. Last point, Rabosai, is in the Mishnah Berurah Mem Zayin. The important Mishnah Berurah Mem Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Mem Zayin says as follows. It tells you what to do. Yazapan of the Mizrach, Meshedra Shalulah Zatzad Panav, Shalash Shalachas of Mizrach, Shalash Havos, Vahaina Shemolach Yodim Alulah, which connect to the Holah Shalash Pavim, Vinochon, Shem Yachaskes, Beol and Bishas Allah of Avo, Vinochon. Vinochon. That's what we're supposed to do. Vinochon. That's what the Ramah said. Vishas Avo, Yakrivo, Harbe, El Gufa, Negarachos, that bring right close to you. Vachakach, Yate Rosh Shalulah Vidorim. Oh, Litvak. That's what we do. We go from the We go clockwise to the south. V'yasa gabgen shalosh pamo lachav avo akogav b'mizrach. Avol ein sarich la'apoch part of the tzadish minaneya. Rak yater roshalu tzadish minaneya. Watch, I'm going east. Then I go like this. I'm still facing east. I'm still facing east. Right, fine. V'chein letzad marav yater roshalu al ksefo. Can you imagine Mr. Bruce says, we go like this. Wow. Umolich umevi sholosh pamas and sofo. Then the mala and the mata. Okay. That's what the Mr. Bruce paskins halacha lemaisa. Wow. We. Wow. Now, the paskins say, you lose nothing by tilting, by turning your body in that direction. And you should follow your Dominic HaMokom. I think most people, I don't know, what do people also do Yoshul? They follow the Mishnah Berurah and they go like this? Or they turn around?
Yeah.
Yeah, really? How about Yoshul? Split?
Yeah.
I don't know, Marshall, most people turn around. Now the Poskim say, even though the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to turn around, we're not denying that, but he goes over here, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, he quotes that, you know, page Shas. We finish with Shas, right? Page Shas. Ain't Sarach Lahatas Panama Sashim and Anea. It says with the Baril, the Tur, Beis Yosef, Mogan Avram. You keep facing, always facing the same direction. Okay? So why do we turn our face to the other directions? He found it anywhere. He said, you know, he found it nowhere, says the Mama Mordechai, but you know, Ain't Efsa Bedover. Kafachayim. Has that minig? Bekitza, I don't know. I thought that the minig was in most places that you do turn your body around. But again, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But look more carefully next year.
It was in Eretz
Yisrael
this year,
no? I was in Eretz Yisrael. That's right.
Did you ever notice
the difference? I still turned around and I didn't see anyone doing differently. I have to ask. It's hard to remember. Okay, we'll stop here. I said we have to talk a little bit about the Yonah Yom of Pesach. Mit Hashem, Sunday Shir, we'll start the Mishnah over here. Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Again, my comments go from Mishnah to Mishnah. The whole sugya where you're allowed to eat before taking the lulav and for other mitzvahs, a very complicated question. And that's what's called, again, group number 4. All right? And then we have to start group number 5, which talks about Hallel and Shomer Ka'oneh. And number 6, which we have 4 days next week. Again, it's Monday days. If we have extra time, we'll talk about Pesach. I want to talk about Pesach now. Before I even start anything, it says Shol and Udorshin, which means that the Talmidim have a right to ask any question when it was Pesach ready for 30 days. You were nice to me. You didn't take Shia time since Purim, which you could have. But now, before I can tell you what I want to say, if you have a question about Pesach, raise your hand right now. Yes?
When it comes to kashering stovetops.
Yes.
The rates that are there,
yeah,
they just need to be thoroughly cleaned, but also just the fire needs to go for like a certain amount of time.
Well, it says in the Shulchan Aruch Beferish, Chatzuva Tzricha Libun. Chatzuva is exactly the grate that you're describing. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says there it's only a chumra, it's not an absolute requirement. And the reason for why it's only a chumra, an absolute requirement, is because we say that ein balua yotzi mikli lekli bala rotev, which means the Yoredeitika concept, that we say that an absorbed item cannot go from one vessel to another without rotev. It's a machlokas how much rotev you need. The Chavos Das says a puddle. And there are no puddles by us because it goes right down. The Yad Yehuda says even a little bit of rotev. Kuantem is much more chavardik, because sometimes a little bit of rotev is there. So we all, everyone I know about is machmir. He always catches the greats. When I was a youngster living in Brooklyn still, that means I was maybe age 11 at most, I remember they used to put the, they'd go downstairs, they had coal ovens, I'm talking about the, a long time ago, and they would throw the grate into the coal oven, mamash, into the fire. Woo-hoo! And once you moved out of Brooklyn, which is almost 60 years ago, there were no more coal ovens, so we didn't have that opportunity. They used to cash it by one of two ways. Either put the grate into an oven, when you cash the oven, you cash the grate with it, or you cover the oven with a blech to keep the heat in and put the fire up high. So in either way, it's going to get pretty hot.
How long?
So it gets pretty hot. After true confessions, if you want to be really machmir, that's not enough. Because there are Moshe Paskins and the Primogonim Paskins that way as well, that for what they call libun chomor has to be red hot. The Moshe calls at least 700 degrees. It will not hit 700, not under the blech, not even under the, our ovens go only up to 550. Now the minig Yisrael is to be makel in the shaila as long as the metal surface doesn't touch the food directly. So the grate doesn't touch the food directly, nor does the oven. So our minig is you put it to the highest, it's good enough. Against Ramosh. Ramosh says no, it's not good enough, you have to have an insert or a blowtorch. I do not recommend a blowtorch, it's sakonis nefashis. We know of someone who never died blowtorching an oven, Rahman al Islam. So, if you want to follow Rav Moshe's chumra, put it in, make it, do what he says, buy an insert. So, because of the chavivas Rav Moshe, we have an insert, even though my Rebbe said, told me beferish fakert. There are not too many things you'll see me quoting from the Rav Aloch Alamaisa, almost nothing, because I don't like when people quote the Rav, the Rav said different things. But when they, many, many years ago, there was an SOY series of something about halacha, and they asked me to write it, and they said ask the Rav, so I had no choice but to ask him, and he told me it's enough to put it on the highest both for Pesach and for all year long. It's one of the few places where I quote the Rav sort of in English, I think it was in English, because they asked me to, so I didn't like to, bother him, but I did, and he's told me that against Rav Moshe, against Rav Moshe. Okay, so that answers your question, I hope. Yes.
I've been reading a lot, like posting about like certain dinim that are dependent on maror really, really being bitter. But I also heard that like horseradish is not really maror.
My humble opinion is that horseradish is not really maror.
But the romaine lettuce we use also is not really bitter.
Good question. Horseradish is sharp. It's not bitter at all. It's sharp. There's an article which was printed in a thing called Gesher by SOY. You can get it online. You look it up. By Dr. Schaefer. He was a Talmud of Rav Schechter at the time, and he was into biology. He's now a PhD, living in Eretz Yisrael for many decades, and he printed it in English. I think he printed it in Hebrew too, I think so. Because you know who quotes him of all people? Rabbi Karp. Yes! Rabbi Karp, in his Sefer on Pesach, quotes this article, something called Gesher, by Dr. Schaefer. I think he quotes Dr. Schaefer by name, who says that the horseradish is a total bluff. It's not maror at all. He explains that Dr. Schaefer how that mistake came about. Because it talks there about something which I think is called meteruch. Right? And it was translated by somebody as being horseradish. It really means large lettuce. You know, the word horse is used to be like something big. It's all a mistake. So, nonetheless, if it's a mistake, it's a mistake which is hundreds of years of enshrined custom in Klal Yisrael. Hundreds of years. Far be it from me to eliminate something which has been used for hundreds of years. When I grew up, my father, Zichron and Levracha, always used the lettuce for Maror and the horseradish for Korach. That was a very prevalent custom. Do you, anyone have that custom in his house? Very prevalent custom. So I followed my father's footsteps. I have the lettuce for Maror. I do this following for Korach. I take a sandwich. On the matzah, I put lettuce, which my father didn't do. I put lettuce. And I also, at the end, I put horseradish. So the thinking is, first, when it comes to Korach, you have the the sandwich of matzah maror. If you look at the Rambam, it sounds like he wrapped the maror around the matzah. You can't do that with horseradish. They wrapped the lettuce around the matzah. Okay? We can do it the other way. The American style, you put the lettuce on top of the matzah. We have our tuna fish sandwiches today with bread with lettuce on top, not wrapped around. Fine. But after I finish my kazayas of matzah, kazayas of lettuce, then at the end, I have a pile of horseradish on the extension of the matzah. And that's important. Why is it important? Because my father, Zichron Levrach, whenever he would have the horseradish, if my mother did a good job of keeping it really, really sharp, he'd turn red as a beet, and the tears would flow, and he'd start crying and coughing. This was to remind us of the bitterness of Mitzrayim. Believe me, lettuce reminds nothing of it. We have lettuce every day. Now, Roman lettuce is so popular. Have Roman lettuce. You buy Roman lettuce in the store, no one's crying about it all year long. So to maintain the red and the cough and this, we try to have sharp Roman lettuce. Some years are better than others. Depends what kind of root you get, how tight you cover the Tupperware where you kept it, where you keep it. Every year is different, you know. I like when it's sharp, so I should cry a little bit because my father cried. So that's exactly. Some years, most years, it's enough to go through your sinuses. Even if it's not so sharp, if you have a stuffed nose, woohoo! Yeah, it goes through. That's the way you should try to do it that way. Since I don't believe it's really tomorrow, I don't believe it. But do it anyway. I do it at the end. So already was Yosef Matz, already Yosef Maror, already Yosef Korach. And now you have the add on. That's how I do it. Okay?
Or you'll say with the Roman lettuce, even though the Roman lettuce itself is not bitter.
So that's a question. So the answer is if you leave the Roman lettuce in the ground long enough, it turns bitter. The Chazon Ish, Kedaka, going against everybody, said you have to leave it in the ground long enough till it turns. No one that I know does that. Maybe B'nai Brak. So we know that if you left it long enough, it would turn bitter. So that's why even though it's not bitter right now, it's good enough. That's our minute. Okay? Good? Any other questions, Rabbi Osai? Yes, sir. Really? That's a problem. Then you wouldn't be able to cook unless you cover them with the tinfoil or something. I'm a big maker of Nichols Pesach, but if there's chametz there, stuck on the coral, it can't be matzah there. Sorry. Cover with a blech or it's a tinfoil. Any other questions? Everyone knows the old Nichols Pesach by now already? A week before? Yeah.
When it comes to an oven that isn't self-cleaning.
Right.
So the clean it, I assume.
You must clean it. Easy off. You must.
Like all the way through and through.
Through and through.
And then put it to the highest.
Right. That's the minute.
For how long? That's
as long as it takes to get to 550.
Right.
I don't know if you have it on the thermometer. You'll see if it hits that. Yeah.
How much matzah is it? Because that's how much margarine.
All right. That's an excellent question. So the real answer is it depends on the size of an olive. Now, there are different sizes of olives today. Today's world. Some are as little, I mean, think metric for a minute, as 3 fluid ounces, and some are 7.5 fluid ounces. Now, for comparison's sake, everyone knows what a shot glass looks like, you know, a whiskey cup, 1 ounce cup, that's about 30 cc's. Now, 30 cc's, you understand that 7.5, which is the biggest olive, only will fill up 1/4 of one of those shot glasses. That's it. That's the biggest gazais. The biggest. The small ones are 3, which is only 1/10 of the shot glass. That's the real shirk eyes. Now, I'm not fooling you. In Shulchan Aruch it says, you should try to eat the shear of a half a kibetzah, half an egg. Now you understand very well that my kazayas is much less than a half an egg. Now you've seen olives and you've seen eggs. Right? Rabbi Osei, who's seen olives and we've all seen eggs. Who's seen olives in his life? How many olives do you think fit into an egg? This is just you in your mind's eye. How many olives do you think to fill up the, you know, the displacement of an egg? This is just, I want to take a poll. I'm going to start giving numbers and use this. It'll go. I'm starting with 2. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And you tell me when you raise your hand when I get to a number you think is really right. Okay? 2, 3. Oh, wow. It's the Rambam sheet. Rambam seems to hold the quote to something that takes 3. Mr. Brewer quotes that. 3 olives to that. Keep going. 4. Okay. 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so the highest number I got in the room was 6.
Okay.
All depends on what the olive is. If the olive, now, a kibetza, for those who know, is 50 cc's. That's all it is. 50 cc's, that's with the shell. 50 cc's. What's 50 cc's? It's 1 2/3 fluid ounces. That's what the average egg is. No one denies that bisman hazeh. Okay. So now, the highest number I got was 6. 6, 1/6 of 50 is what? 8.5. Okay. So the biggest, you're off only by a little bit, guys. The biggest olive that we have is 7.5. So the 6, you said that the machmir said, that's even two more machmir you have to be. Okay, I'll call upon him. So where'd they get kazayas to be a half of a kibetza? Where'd it come from? Mathematical calculation based on shas. Steerus and shas. That's where it comes from. As the Mordechai says, I goes Miami, there were no olives in northern France and Germany. Didn't grow there. They never saw an olive. We're just estimating based on shas. Those who live in Eretz Yisrael, so olives know there's no connection whatsoever. There were at least Rabbi Osai, if 7.5 is the biggest olive they have, it's a range. 7.5 into 50, what's the number? 6 2/3. At least 6 2/3 olives will fit into a kibetza. So those who said 6 were close. Fine. But nonetheless, the mechaber is a mechaber. What are you going to do with him? So we try to be machaber the mechaber. So a half of a kibetza. The mefarshim say that according to the Rambam, as you said, the three kazais into a beitza based on its calculations, then it's a beitza with the klipa, which is 50 cc's with the shell. The ones who hold a half, it's a kibetza without the klipa. The beitza is only 45 cc's. Half of that is 22.5 cc's. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, how much do you have to have in matzah? And in maror, 22.5 cc's, which is 3/4 of a shot glass. Good. So when it comes to maror, it's fairly easy to figure that one out. Right, you take maror, which will fill up 3/4 of a shot glass. Now, I always recommend using stalks. Number one, the stalks have much more easy shear. A leaf is so thin, the stalk is so thick. Two, the stalks have no bugs, as a rule. The leaves have to be more careful. If you give someone, as I do, I distribute the maror to everybody, I give everyone a stalk of maror, it's guaranteed that's the shear of maror, even the larger kazayas of 22.5, and certainly the smaller one of 17. So I have no big problem with maror. You with me so far?
One stalk.
You experiment before Pesach. Displace it in water. See what happens, right? Take a shot glass, okay? Take a stalk of maror, let me fold it up a little bit. Have the shot glass in a measuring cup. Archimedes principle, put it in. I think you'll see it's going to displace at least 22.5 cc's. I think so. Try it. If I'm wrong, let me know. Matzah is impossible for you and me to measure properly. We put it in water, it's going to get soak up the water. You have to have a lab to do it. But they did it in labs. And they figured out that the 22.5 cc's is... Well, let's... Does anybody here use machine shmura as a seder? You do. So 2/5 of a machine shmura matzah is a kazayas. 2/5. So it's a lot.
What
does Rebbe use? I use hand. Everyone uses hand.
Right.
So what... How much of a hand? Depends how thick the hand shmura is. You can't give it one size fits all for hand shmura. The average shmura matzah, which I think there are 8 to a pound, which is about twice as much as there are to a... if you open up a box of matzahs, open it up, you'll see there are about 15 matzahs to a pound. So 8, there are approximately 8, 7.5 or 8 matzahs, hand shmura matzahs to a pound, then you have to have only 1/5 definition. It's thicker. 1/5. That's my shear. Now, if they're very, very, very thin, like the charedim, the very, very thin matzahs, you have to have more than 1/5. If it's very, very thick, like the shatzah matzahs, you have to have less than 1/5. Okay, just do the ratios and figure it out. How many to a pound?
Shatamatas are considered very thick.
They're very thick, yeah. Okay. Very thick. Relative. I use tail and pupa. That's in between. I think they're very good. I'm all used to it. Having said this, the Mishnah Berurah has a chumrah to have two kazeis, because the famous doubling of the shiur of the Noda Yehuda, which the Chazon Ish recommended. Chazon Ish recommended it in terms of a revius and an amma. He never recommended it when it came to a kazayis, because mikra din kazayis has nothing to do with the revius. There's no relation to it to revius at all. But okay, you want to be machmir, have double my shiur, 4/5 of a machine shmur, 2/5 of a hand shmur. And I think it's worth doing for three reasons. One, maybe this double shurim is right. Two, the mechabes has in siman tuf pei, tuf ayin hey, you have to have two kazaisim. One kazais from the top, one from the middle. They give reasons because you're not sure which one is matzah, which one is motzi. But the reason it tells us chavilas. You have to have one kazais for the mitzvah of matzah, one kazais for the mitzvah of suas yantav. So, and the third reason is, you're not doing it for nothing. The Rambam says, "Mishocha kazayis yosa." The more you eat, the more bigger mitzvah you have. So I recommend, if your stomach is good, you have 2/5 of the average hand matzah, which is probably 2 kazayisim of the mechaber. According to the machmir of the Mishnah Berurah, it's 1 kazayis. You double the shiur, and it's certainly a kiyum deraisa. The more you eat, that's if your stomach is good. If your stomach is no good, how much more make? But who has it? Whose stomach in this room is good? We have Baruch Hashem healthy people. It won't hurt you. But time is up. More shout-outs on Sunday. End of Sunday, every shiur will start with questions on Pesach. After that, we'll start the Mishnah Lamed Ches and Manav. We'll see you, Mr. Shema Chavez, most of you. And those of you who won't, I'm sorry you can't come. All right, maybe Shana Haba, we'll see. Okay.
I don't really want to speak about that.